Thank you. Won't you please take a seat? And a very good morning from myself. My name is Paul, and if you don't know me, and it's a wonderful privilege to have each and every one of you here. Now, BBCers, there was a monumental thing that happened on Friday, that your email nearly got blocked up with a PDF document. Everybody get it? How many of you honestly have read it so far? Except for Catherine. All right, no, I'm kidding. How many of you are in the process of reading it? Okay. How many of you are going to read it? All right. Okay. Please, would you read it, process, think? We'll tell you a bit more about some things coming up this week. Now, if you get into that document and you've been listening over the last few weeks, you will have heard all this talk about a church structure called ecosystem. And you might even have heard the word eco-matrix, as we restructure our church and our ministry so that we can love more people in Christ. Now, the infamous, the one and only Simon has put together a video for us to explain ecosystem matrix. So sit back, enjoy the artistry. Here's what we're on about. Here's what we're after. Take a listen.
Every church is complex. We are a diverse group of people, and our mission is big. We're on a mission to make mature disciples of Jesus in ever-increasing number worldwide, for the glory of God and the love of others. So we're picturing church life as an ecosystem, and seeking to better organize the way we work together in gospel ministry and church life. This is BBC's ecosystem structure. Area leaders and focus leaders working together with clear aims. Area leaders to break down the task of thinking intentionally about discipleship maturity. Focus leaders to help us love people where they're at in their unique mission and maturity needs. We are organizing ourselves better to love more people better. We are setting up 5 area leader roles. These leaders think intentionally about one of the 5 areas of discipleship maturity that we want to encourage in church life. Each area has 4 P's. Purpose. Their purpose is to promote discipleship growth across all of church life, to encourage people maturing in their area of responsibility. Person. The board will appoint these area leaders from within current staff, future staff, and high-capacity unpaid leaders. Program. They will have a key program or ministry of the church to seek to bring about their purpose, whilst also pursuing that purpose across the whole of church life. Progress. They will take up the responsibility to measure a few key metrics, looking for growth indicators and informing our next steps. We want to see people holistically growing as disciples of our Lord Jesus. So, we want to see people growing deep in their knowledge of and trust in God's Word, to be soaked in it, to trust it, and build their lives on it. The key ministries for this area is our Sunday gatherings and connect groups. We want to see people growing in their love for God, living lives of thanksgiving, prayer, and praise in response to the God who has loved and saved us. The key ministries for this area is the gathering teams and prayer spaces. We want to see people growing in their sense of belonging in community with God's people. We want people deeply integrated into the fellowship of God's people, to belong, to be known and to know others, to be cared for and to care for others. The key ministry for this area is our connect groups. We want to see people growing in serving others. We want to inspire, equip, and enable all God's people for gospel work. The key ministry for this area is our serving teams. We want to see people growing and reaching out on mission, passionately proclaiming the invitation of the gospel to their friends, family, neighbors, and communities with a heart to see people won for Christ. A key ministry to develop in this area is a regularly operating Introduction to Christianity course. In addition to area leaders, we are also setting up 5 focus leader roles. These leaders focus on a particular group of people, considering how to promote discipleship growth with intentional awareness of their group's mission and maturity needs. Again, the board will appoint these focus leaders from within current staff, future staff, and high-capacity unpaid leaders. Our five emerging focus groups are the Morning Congregation, especially seeking to reach and grow adults, families, and seniors. The Afternoon Congregation, especially seeking to reach and grow late teens, young adults, and young families. Kids, particularly Kids Church in both congregations. Youth, particularly DG's Bible studies and Friday night pod. Seniors, particularly Seniors Connect Group and the pastoral care team, facilitating one another care in the context of community during this unique life stage. Viewed in this diagram, we can now see a beautiful interconnected web of people who own a shared responsibility and collaborate on ministries regularly. Here's two examples of how it works. The in-community area leader and the youth focus leader might talk together about how to help teenagers feel part of the wider church by encouraging their involvement on Sundays. The Loves God area leader and seniors focus leader might discuss the best approach to facilitate prayer at the Seniors Connect group. To clarify, a few things this ecosystem approach isn't. It isn't a replacement of our current oversight or governance structures. The roles of elder, deacon, and ministry leader still continue. And it isn't a need for 10 full-time staff. These positions are responsibilities. At our size, some, especially staff, will wear multiple hats. But what this ecosystem approach is, it is a team of leaders taking responsibility for measuring progress and making informed decisions to move forward. It is clarity of areas of responsibility for staff and high-level leaders. And it is a tool for planning where we focus our finite resources. Church is complex, with a big mission, but the plan is to better organise ourselves so as to see God glorified as more disciples by His grace are made and matured. On to church news. Our ministry meeting is coming up. These vision spots I've been talking about, the ecosystem structure and all those kind of things, is moving towards that decision day for us as a church on the 9th of June. So please make sure that is in your calendars, that you've got that time set aside. Please come if BBC is your home. Formal members have the particular responsibility to vote, but that is a space for everyone who calls BBC home to be present as well. There will be a bring and share lunch beforehand as well, so please bring something along for that. This week, we are hitting the pause button on our Connect groups to open up a whole lot of space to discuss and share and talk about these changes that we're looking at doing as a church. And so we've got four church life forums scheduled over the course of this week for you to pick whichever one is most convenient for you to make it along to. Again, we really would desire across these four to see everyone who calls BBC home come and engage in this space. They really are the key space where there is plenty of time to understand better a lot of that stuff in that document that you've been reading through, to ask questions, to get clarification on things, to bring your ideas. They are the key space for us to do that together as a church family. There is one during the day, Tuesday, and there is also evenings Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. So please pick which one you're going to come to, put that in your calendar. We look forward to seeing you there so that we can really get into to more detail and discussion and answering questions and going where to the bits that you're most interested to talk about in these proposed changes that are coming and that we've got to make a decision as a church on the 9th.